Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the potential government shutdown and the divisions within the Democratic Party. Let's dive in.
I'm ready. It sounds like a political thriller brewing in Washington, with the Democrats grappling with how to respond to the Republicans' proposed funding bill.
Exactly. The article paints a picture of a party struggling to find its footing in the era of Trump II. They're still reeling from Trump's recent address to Congress, and now face this immediate challenge of the looming government shutdown.
So, what's the crux of the issue with this funding bill? Why are the Democrats so divided?
Well, the Republicans, led by Speaker Mike Johnson and influenced by Trump, are proposing a six-month funding bill with cuts to non-defense programs. This is a major sticking point for Democrats. They see it as enabling further cuts to vital programs, especially with the backdrop of DOGE's actions and Elon Musk's influence.
I see, interesting, but isn't it usually the Republicans who are blamed for government shutdowns?
Historically, yes, but this situation has a unique twist. The article suggests that the public might actually blame Republicans more this time around because of their association with Musk and DOGE's controversial moves. But, some Democrats are still nervous about the optics.
It's a fascinating dynamic. So what are the different factions within the Democratic Party saying?
There are several viewpoints. Some, particularly in the House, are adamant that any vote for the funding bill would be seen as complicity with DOGE. Others are worried about the impact on federal workers, especially with the added instability caused by the DOGE situation. Then there are those in vulnerable seats, like Repezzer Jared Golden, who have to consider the political ramifications in their districts.
Got it. So what's the strategy? What are they planning to do?
Well, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, sent a letter outlining their position. Basically, they'll support a bill that protects Social Security and Medicare, but Medicaid is a red line. It's essentially an ultimatum to Johnson: negotiate or face a shutdown.
A bold move. What about the Senate Democrats? Are they on the same page?
Not entirely. The article suggests they're more cautious about a shutdown, worried about the political fallout. They're hoping for negotiations on actual spending bills rather than a simple extension, but that seems unlikely. Schumer's playing his cards close to his chest, waiting to see what happens in the House.
This whole situation seems incredibly precarious. One wrong move and it could backfire spectacularly on either party.
Absolutely, and the article highlights a key concern for Senate Democrats. They have a playbook for how Republican holdouts eventually cave, but no idea how a Democrat-induced shutdown would actually end. It's uncharted territory.
It does sound like a high-stakes gamble. Any final thoughts?
It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. The Democrats' internal divisions, combined with the unpredictable nature of the DOGE factor and a divided Republican Party, make this a shutdown crisis unlike any we've seen before. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.